listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jim Erickson, and I'm speaking with University of Michigan Vice President for Research, Stephen Forrest, about alternative energy research and economic development in Michigan. The economy is struggling. We're searching for new sources of energy. That's a major challenge. But the hard times and the challenges can also create opportunities.
Yes, I think this is a time of great opportunity and great challenge for the University of Michigan. Luckily, we have not been as deeply affected by the financial crisis as some of our peer institutions. So we have an opportunity right now to really take some leadership. We should. The world is certainly ready for major institutions to make moves into the energy sphere. The government is prepared to fund energy research. So I think this is really a time of, yes, considerable worry for us, but also a time, if we use it right, we can make great changes in the world.
So the university's current focus on energy research is not a knee-jerk reaction to shifting priorities in Washington. The focus on energy here is part of a long-term strategy that has unfolded over several years. Tell me about that strategy and what you saw that we have here at this university that would allow us to take advantage of the coming opportunity.
I think if anything characterizes the University of Michigan, it's a combination of great breadth and great depth. So now you overlay that with a problem such as energy, which requires almost every discipline to be engaged and to be engaged coherently and powerfully to solve a problem that is not just a science and technology problem, but is a social problem, and it's a governmental policy problem, etc. The University of Michigan has all of those resources already here. We just have to focus them on the challenges that are peculiar to energy.
At her State of the State address, Governor Granholm said, "The future of the state is in the wind and the sun. We will seize upon the surging demand for renewable energy to increase the supply of good-paying jobs in Michigan," she said. Is that a realistic vision for the state's future? And again, what specifically can this university do to help make it happen?
I think it is very realistic, in fact. At the University of Michigan, we have been strategically planning for the time when a large renewable energy industry would take root here in the state. So we're very well positioned to take advantage of opportunities that arise out of state government as well as national government. We have long recognized that there is a burgeoning solar and wind power industry already here. But those alternative energy sources and their diffusion into people's homes is completely limited by cost. So it's very important to develop new technologies in wind and solar and biofuels and what have you that cost less than, or at least have parity with, fossil fuel costs. And that is really where the scientific challenge comes in.
President Obama has declared that alternative energy is a top priority for him. Does all this make you optimistic about the next few years?
Very much so. I think energy and its associated problem of environmental change or climate change have finally reached a point in government where everybody understands the urgency of solving this problem.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.